We'll halt the presses here for a special guest as we kick off our show in earnest this morning with guests. And Mike Saperconi is running for Senate, going against Kirsten Old, what's her name? I don't know why she slips my mind. I gotta figure that one out. But Mike Saperconi joins us for a couple of minutes here on the morning show. We say a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Great having you. Former show host here, businessman extraordinaire, New York City detective for so long. And Mike, you know, before we get into the campaign stuff, you know, listen, I was sad all day yesterday. I really was. I was talking to a couple of people. I just couldn't get out of that funk I was in after my show. And that of police officer Jonathan Diller, who lost his life in Far Rockaway, Queens, around 6 o'clock in the evening on Monday, a traffic stop. Mike, it got me bad. And I'll tell you, if anybody can relate, you can. Give me a sense.
Well, you know, Jay, I've seen many police officers in my career killed in the line of duty, and there's no way to ever explain it. Here's a young man, 31 years of age, the young wife and a brand new baby, grew up in Long Island, now resides in Massapequa Park, and a bad person who's been arrested over 21 times in this city, shoots him for no reason. They just tried to get him out of a car in a basic car stop and a bus stop. It's, you know, I don't agree with Mayor Adams on many things, but we're talking about recidivism here. There's no way this person ever should be out of jail and able to walk the streets of our city or our state or our country. And we drop the ball here constantly. The governor, the liberal side of the state and the feds, we drop the ball. This is something that needs to be prosecuted, and this person has to be put away for their entire life, along with the driver, who's a convicted felon on a murder case, also out of jail. I don't know if you're realizing, if everybody realizes, but since 2017 alone, Governor Hochul and the parole board has paroled 41 cop killers. 41 people have killed police officers in this state, have been let out on parole. It's a travesty. No one who kills a law enforcement officer should ever see the light of day and walk the streets of our state again.
Well said. Excellent, excellent point. I go back to the days of Herman Bell, Officer Pagentino. Michael, you remember that name back in the 70s who lost his life? Executed.
Correct.
Executed. Begged for his life and killed. And you made an excellent, excellent point there with what this governor has done. I got to tell you, I'm incensed. Incensed of what's going on here. It's I go to the federal level, I look at the border, I look at the Lake and Riley situation, Mike. Blood on hands regarding this administration and the same deal. I'm sorry, I'm holding her accountable. I am. I'm holding her accountable for what's going on here. It is an absolute disgrace how New York State is being handled right now. You made an excellent point.
It's embarrassing, Jay, to live here and look at what our government has done. This poor young man goes to work every day. He went to work and hoping to come home to his family. And after he was shot, he still wrestled the gun away from the person who killed him. Okay? He didn't stop. He never gave up. And that's what every law enforcement officer in this country does every day. And it's about time we stop pissing on them, in plain English, our government doing that to them. These are people who go out every day to protect us. I don't care what neighborhood you live in, from the best neighborhood to the worst neighborhood, these law enforcement officers go out to protect us, and we need to protect them.
Mike Saperconi with us. You know, it used to be, you know, when I was growing up, Mike, and back in the days when you were in enforcement, that jail time was kind of a deterrent, you know, kind of a deterrent out there. But guess what? It's a free pass, because these monsters know that, guess what? You can cuff me in the morning, but I'll be having lunch in the afternoon. That's what it is, right, out in the street, because that's what right. it has become. That's what it's what become. It become.
You're right. That's what it's become. And they'll be having lunch in the afternoon, selling their drugs on a corner and picking up another gun later on that day. So that's what it's become. And it has to stop. And we have to do something about it.
100% between these two, whatever you want to call them, two pieces of garbage, Lindy Jones and Guy Rivera, 35 prior arrests. I don't want to hear about rehabilitation. There's no rehabilitation. There comes to a point where you can't rehab somebody to do good in society. Comes to a point, okay? 35 priors. 35 priors, Mike. You know better than anyone. When you have that many priors, what are you thinking there?
You should never see the streets again. You should never see the light of the day, okay? Where is everybody's head at in government to think that this is okay? You know, we slap them on the wrist, just like you said. We put cuffs on them in the morning. They get out in the afternoon. They have lunch with their family or their friends or their gang. And they just go out and commit another crime because there's nobody is held accountable for any longer. You need to be held accountable for your acts. And we need to start doing that again, Jay.
No doubt. Mike Sapriconi's running for Senate. And he's doing a heck of a job. He's crisscrossed New York. He's meeting tons of people. He is the selection, might I add, as a footnote regarding interference from a congressman, a former one that I respect, and he's a good friend, Pete King. I sounded off against Pete. I didn't like that. Why? Because what? Mike did this, Mike did that with prior campaigns. Nobody cares. Really, nobody cares. The fact is that Mike's raised more money. Mike is the choice, the selection to run for a very important Senate position. You got to respect it. And I was vehemently sounding off, I got to tell you, Michael.
I know you were, Jay, and I appreciate that. But listen, Peter, who knows what Peter's motive was, and I'm moving on from that. I'm the Republican selection. And I'm the conservative selection. And by the way, Jay, one of the great honors I've had, I was endorsed by President Trump 3 weeks
ago. I know you were.
And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And by the way, when that came out, I didn't hear a peep from anybody, did I? Mike Sapriconi with us.
I think that's why.
I'm telling you, right? That's the way it was. So let's stop it already with all this nonsense. Now, more importantly, you're running for Senate and everything else. I met you a couple of years ago. I was very impressed. I saw what your body of work on the radio with Squad Security and the Business. Very impressive. Give me the point of no return for you throwing your hat into the political landscape. Go ahead.
Well, I just think looking at how far left everything has gone, it's about time we step up. You know, when I was a school board president, they called me the sports guy, the jock guy, because I wanted to get things done. What I want to be called here is I want to be the protector of our law enforcement. I want to be called the senator for law enforcement, the senator to prevent these things from happening that are going on right now. I want to be a fair person. I want to be able, as I did in my business, Jay, work with both sides, because we don't even talk to each other anymore. When you were growing up and I was growing up, nobody said, hey, are you a D? Are you an R? We're Americans. These aren't just Republican issues or conservative issues. These are American issues. And we need to bring back our American values. And we need to start doing that right away. I'm excited about running. I've been traveling to 62 counties, meeting people all throughout the state, and learning that downstate has different issues than upstate. And we need to look at those. And Gillibrand, who I always say, I use.
Oh, that's her name. Thank you for telling me that, though.
I use cop terminology, and I say, if you put her in a lineup, do you pick her out? Most people don't pick her out, right? She's been nowhere. What has she done? Since she ran for president in 2020, she hasn't even been seen anywhere. You're going to see her now and then pop up because she understands there's a race going on now between now and November. And we're going to hold her accountable. We're going to hold the far left accountable. We're going to hold the people making them the laws accountable, because that's what has to change. The lawmakers have to change the way they do things.
You know, and it was Kirsten Gillibrand. That's her name, and I thank you for bringing that to my attention. You know, she was the one who was up there on that stage, I think. Remember that stage with the blah, blah back in the day, Mr. de Blasio? You know, she was the one also, Mike, who said, I'll never run for president. Guess what? She was on that stage. Oh, by the way.
That's right.
You know what the other claim to fame is? The State of the Union address a couple of weeks ago where, you know, they focused in on her and she was taking a selfie with the president there. So that's her claim to fame. Listen, all kidding aside, and I have sounded off regarding Senator Gillibrand. She's done absolutely nothing. You're 100% right. I wish I could find something good. Nothing at all. Standing for policies that are meaningless. And quite, she doesn't have a thought in her head on her own. I'm sorry I have to say this. And I'll tell you this. She has done zilch. Zilch for Long Islanders. Fact. Okay? I don't even know the last time she set foot on Long Island. I don't even know. And I'd like to know how many times she has. But she keeps getting reelected. I say this all the time. You know, we have the power to terminate. There are term limits. We have to utilize them as voters. If one is not doing the job, Mike, I say it all the time, they have to go. I mean, that's it. The problem is we have two senators who have been around. And one guy, by the way, has lost his entire fastball. If you listen to that disgraceful speech with Israel and Netanyahu a couple of weeks ago. I mean, two senators that have to go. A change in order, new blood in place, and that's what you're trying to do.
And that's what we will do, Jay. We will win this election in November. We have the issues on our side. We have the people listening. We want to listen to the constituents. We want to understand what their needs are. I'm not here to just say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to listen. Actions speak louder than words, but you have to listen to the people before we move into action. We have to take little bits and pieces and put them together and bring everybody together. We need to fight hard, and we have to do that as a unified party, Jay. We have to. The other party stands up and unifies. We need to do the same thing. We need to step up, put our resources together, and find this weak team to win back the Senate and the House. We're going to keep the House. We're going to take over the Senate. This election right here, and no one is talking about this, but this win here in New York takes back the Senate, and we can do that. We can be a big part of that, and we will do that. We will succeed with help from you, help from Long Island, and help from the other counties throughout New York State.
I mean, listen, folks, you know how we work here on this show. We are objective. And we are nonpartisan, but I got to tell you, they're not getting it done in Washington. The representatives of the Empire State are not getting it done. And it's time that we get it done. And that's why Mike is running and running hard. Last one for you, sir. Reaction. 62 counties. You're all over the place. I know it. Give me a sense of what people are saying.
People are excited. People want to see a change. They've already seen my face more than they've seen the present senator's face, okay? People want to move forward. They want to talk about crime. They want to talk about the economy. They're tired of living paycheck to paycheck. They want to talk about migration. You know, Jay, a young lady in Clinton County, that's right at the border, said to me, my parents moved to Clinton County many years ago from Brooklyn so they could see the stars every night. And you know what they see now at night? They see helicopter lights, Jay. Do you realize the 250% increase in migrant crossings of the northern border in the last year? We don't even talk. The Biden administration doesn't even talk about the northern border.
Excellent point. The northern border
is a problem, and we need to deal with it here in New York.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. You know better than anyone because, you know, you're visiting those areas. And we have a huge problem, folks. You know, that Niagara area, even North Lawrence and everything. Look on the map. There is a problem, a big problem in the North. We talk about the South 98% of the time. Huge problem in the North. Without question. Now, I don't know if you're going to be involved with it or not. It could be a primary in June. Anything more on that, or you don't know?
It's just noise. We're not even looking at it. We'll see what they do. We'll know in about less than a week if they get positions.
And you shouldn't. You should really concentrate, as far as November the 5th and everything else. You know, everything is, from what I hear and everything, you know, you're doing everything right. So keep up the great work. The great message. You know, you have the platform here anytime. You know that. And we will follow your trek, sir. Well done.
Well, thank you. And I was over in the studios last night for your event there with John and everyone, and it was a great evening. And really excited to go there and go back to the old studio to see how great it looks, the improvements. And there's a brand new chair where I used to sit. That's a big deal. So I had a lot of fun.
You manned that studio for a long time. You did it really well. You put on a really good show, Squad Security.
Well, thank
excellent,
you.
Excellent show. I miss it. I wish I could have been there. I miss seeing you and a lot of the fine folks. But I will be there for the next one without question. A couple of times we get into the crux of this very important political season. Mike Saperconi, ladies and gentlemen, he is running for a senatorial post, very important one, in the state of New York, with the hopes of contributing to the take back as far as the Senate chamber is concerned on the Republican side. A pleasure, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Always, Jay. Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.